First time caller line, where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was wondering, on the Blackbird project or thing, how many other eyewitnesses were there that would come forward to confirm that that it did actually happen?
Well, I can tell you that I saw the original tape. And I think I'm probably one of only three.
Well, forget the tape for the moment. The question really is, did you see it with your own eyes?
To see it form?
Yes.
No, absolutely I did not. Remember, this was a 10-day operation. We had about 30, I think a few more than 30 individuals involved in manning the operation on 3 8-hour shifts. And I was not. I was in bed that particular night.
Okay, well, there were people, though, that had to be, because
yes.
I filmed it, who
yes,
saw it formed. And so the question is, how many people literally saw it formed?
On the scopes, I believe there were three.
Three. Okay, so that's the answer to the question. So it really happened, in other words. You can verify that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this disc that you were talking about earlier, does it show this crop circle being formed?
No, okay, I need to go back. I was in too much of a rush, I think, in setting this up. First of all, Hilly, I don't think we've stated what Blackbird actually is.
That's correct.
Blackbird was a surveillance operation in 1990 involving a whole series of high-tech, low-light, image-intensifier cameras pointing down onto fields where there had been a record of not only crop circles reported by farmers, but also eyewitnesses seeing them form. So this was a hot spot where we knew we had a reasonable chance of getting something on film. And this was during summer 1990. And I've actually now forgotten your question, really.
Well, you said we did.
You didn't really know what
Operation Blackbird was.
Yes, okay. Well, that's what it was. It was a surveillance operation to attempt to catch a crop circle forming.
By the government or private?
No, this is the problem. That's probably why this is not coming across too clearly. It was my idea, set up by Pat Delgado, the co-author of the ex-NASA electromechanical design engineer, who co-authored Circular Evidence with me. He and I suggested to the BBC that we do this. They got in touch with Nippon Television Japan and co-funded. They 10% funded the operation BBC, 90% from NTV, unbeknown to us. So in other words, this was a private surveillance operation, which was non-public. It was not to be a public situation. We didn't want the problem of having people coming into the area. We wanted to catch a crop circle forming. That's what we were there for. Unbeknown to us, the exact spot that gave us the best advantage point looked to me personally to be public land. I thought it was. I suggested it was my data that chose the site. In fact, it was officially owned by the Ministry of Defense because it's on the boundary, the edge of the largest military exercising and firing ranges in southern England, in Europe, in fact, called Salisbury Plain. But so the Ministry of Defense had to be consulted, and they were, not by me, but by the BBC. What we then found on the first day of the operation, everything set up, everything ready to go, cameras rolling, personnel in position, is we have uniformed military on site. They ask us, two military officers ask us to leave the premises in a vehicle and to discuss certain aspects of the project. And from that was the technical equipment, the technical parameters of the equipment, bringing in their own equipment if we cooperated with having personnel on site. And this is where the whole thing became muddied. We had the Ministry of Defense involved and at many, many levels. So that's where the military became involved. With the site itself, we had photographed, I think this is where this question started, Hilly, some years before, we had photographed, I say we, Busty Taylor, had taken a photograph when we were measuring a simple crop circle on this site years before, and on that photograph, he has captured, and again it's on the Blackbird CD, a white disc which was not seen by Pat Delgado, myself, or Busty when the photograph was taken. We heard a loud thump. It was just like something breaking the sound barrier. But it was a low thump, like you might hit a hollow box or a desk, just a whoomp like that. we all of us were looking at where the sound came from, which was within the crop circle itself. That coincided with Bussy taking a photograph pretty well within parts of a second, I think. And on the photograph is this white disc. It's been shown many times before. It's the same spot. It's the same location. So we had many reasons to choose Westbury. There were many even more reasons to choose Silbury Hill. And I think that's probably going to make a whole another program.
Hmm. All right, Colin. By the way, was it Silbury Hill that you recorded the first triangle?
Yes, it was.
I mean, this wasn't a circle, this was a triangle.
It was a triangle. It was a triangle that we had, and that is also on that CD. We had a triangle, we had what I would best describe as scrolls, circles connected by scrolling pathways, looping pathways, with the triangle in the center. The military with low-light cameras, and it was only the military that were on that side, they filmed a very bright white light moving across the landscape just south of Silbury Hill. They got it on film, very clear images, which, and again, I was shown confidentially, shown that footage, which is owned by the British Army.